Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Behind the Sport. This is the show where we talk about everything happening in and around the world of sports, not just the stories, but the scores, the culture, and the moments that really matter. So whether you're a diehard fan or just in a good, love a good story, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Giovanna Scroggins, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Podcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center, episode 17 of Behind the Sports Show, kicking off with this thing right here. And if you're not following at Behind the Sports Show on Instagram, then you missed this video this week. But there is going to be a 30-year-old rookie wide receiver lining up for the Arkansas football team this year, and it's going to be on the Arkansas football roster. And this man also used to play in the MLB. I believe he was a former second-round pick in the MLB draft. So he's had some experience in playing professionally, and now he's, you know, coming back to college and playing some college ball, which is really interesting to me. He's 30 years old. He's done decently well in the MLB, and now he's choosing to come back to college football and coming back to Arkansas at that. So his name is Monte Harrison. Look out for him. If you want to see more in-depth insights and footage on him, go on Instagram, watch our video at Behind the Sports Show. It's really interesting. Enough about football. Let's get into some basketball. Colin Knuppel winning the 2K26 Summer League Championship MVP. You know, this one wasn't shocking to me. I had to kind of hit myself on the wrist a little bit because I should have been talking about this kid way more often. I mean, he is a certified threat, and I'm really excited to see what he's going to do in the NBA league this year. Guys, NFL preseason, Chargers versus the Lions in Detroit, July 31st. We're almost there. Week one of the preseason, which means we're one step closer to some NFL action. I am super excited. We're going to talk a little bit NFL and college ball at the end of this show with one of our amazing guests. But speaking of guests, I'm super excited for our next one, Emily Abadi. She is amazing. We're going to get into all about her, her story up next. Stay tuned. This is BTS.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, always presented by Innovative Wellness Center. This next guest is somebody that I'm super excited to sit down with and talk to. I actually met her in New York last week at a Travel and Leisure World's Best Summit. She was on the Sports and Tourism panel talking about her travels in the industry as not only a 14-time marathoner and wellness coach, but a veteran journalist, a former fitness editor of Self, and she also hosts an amazing podcast called Hurdle. Welcome in, Emily Abadi. Emily, how are you?
Hi, Giovanna. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, of course. Thank you for being on. I'm excited to dive into a little bit of your background. You've kind of described yourself as a connector on a mission. What would you say is your mission today?
My mission today is to, without a doubt, empower women to live healthier, happier, more motivated lives. We each have our own individual health journeys. Mine led me eventually, after some soul searching, to the starting lines now of 14-plus marathons as I train here now for number 15 in Chicago. I feel so grateful, and I know that it is so much easier on these journeys to feel less alone. There's so much difficulty that comes hand in hand with trying to sort out what feels right for me in my body. And so through my work, both with Hurdle and the writing and the hosting that I do, I have this awesome opportunity to connect with women like yourself all over the country and honestly all over the world, and make them feel less alone on that journey.
I love that. And, you know, running marathons is something I do not take lightly. I think that is an incredible thing that people do that I simply could never. But I'll leave the marathon running to you. And I want to kind of talk about more of your of those 14 marathons. You're training for your 15th. What does a marathon represent for you beyond the finish line?
Of course. Great question, Giovanna. So for me, marathon running and running in general is a constant reminder that I am capable of doing hard things. When you get out there, maybe it's a hot morning, maybe it's an early morning, or maybe it's just a frustrating day, stress from the office. When you move your body in this way, you are reminded that you can do it. And time and time again, when we get knocked down by the hurdles that we each come into contact with in life, sometimes it's easy to lose sight of that. But for me, running is that constant reminder that I can, and not only I can, but I will moving forward.
Yeah, having that mindset of switching it and saying, I will, I love that. But speaking of races, was there one race or possibly a training cycle that taught you more about yourself than any other?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. They say you never forget your first, and I certainly haven't. I ran my first marathon, I believe, back in 2013 in Hartford, Connecticut. I'm a proud graduate of UConn up in that area. Go Huskies. Beyond my first, I would say the marathon that taught me the most about myself was Chicago Marathon in 2019. I went into that race and I set a goal that scared me. And that process of setting a goal that to me felt a little bit unobtainable, striving for that goal and then ultimately exceeding that goal, really taught me the beautiful thing that can happen when you believe in yourself and when you really go for it, when you really go for what is often referred to as a moonshot goal. That experience qualifying ultimately for the Boston Marathon at that Chicago 2019 race taught me the power of relentless self-belief, and that truly, if there is anything that I set my mind to, not only will the journey be worth it, but that outcome can be even better than you imagine.
I think, too, to that point, running often mirrors your life, right? Kind of learning certain lessons and kind of how that carries you on to your everyday life and your career and all that other stuff that you have going on. And kind of on that point, what are some of those lessons from the road do you carry on into your everyday work as a coach, a creator, an influencer, all the things?
Of course. You hit the nail on the head. I think really oftentimes when there is a task that you don't want to do, it can be one of the most valuable tasks that you can do. So, for instance, in the gym this morning, I was doing what is called an isolated split squat. You hold a squat for something like 30 seconds. You're shaking. It feels awful. But what does that do? That discomfort strengthens you and ultimately helps you get to where you want to be, helps to injury-proof your body, build muscle, right? And so, for me, the lessons that I'm learning on the road and in the gym and as I work out and have this privilege to move my body, it's reminding me not only, again, that resounding through line that I can, but that this discomfort, it amounts to something. And that in itself is a beautiful opportunity.
You know, Emily, you might have to share with me your workout routine because I'm really curious. I would love to kind of be on your same workout routine so I can feel like I'm training for a marathon, even though I would love to run one, but my stamina is just not there. So kudos to you on all that things. But I want to go back to how I originally got connected with you and talk a little bit about sports and tourism. You were on an amazing panel at the Travel and Leisure World's Best Summit with some esteemed other panelists, one of them being my mother, Linda Scroggins, founder and CEO of Fluent Luxury Travel. The whole conversation was surrounded by this idea of sports and travel and tourism marrying together and being this beautiful thing that we're seeing a lot of people do nowadays. Obviously, like yourself, not only are you traveling for marathons and doing kind of those things, but you're also traveling for your work and your career. Mm-hmm. How does travel play a big role in your life, and what are some of the trends that you're seeing personally and your neck of the woods when it comes to the two?
First and foremost, I believe that you can run a marathon. It's just the question of not of whether or not you want to actually do it, but that is a conversation we could sidebar on at another time. Now, you mentioned the World's Best Summit, such a fun event last week here in New York City. A pleasure to meet both you and your mom. When we talk about sports tourism right now, it's an industry that is booming. I've had the opportunity, to your point, not only to participate in tourism and sports tourism around the Abbott World Major Marathons. I've now run the Abbott World Majors, which are a series of now 7, but originally 6 major marathons that take place in major cities around the globe. And as a part of that, had that opportunity to really explore and enjoy new places surrounding my marathon experience, getting exposure to cities like Tokyo in Japan and Kyoto, Berlin and London, and then domestically Chicago, Boston, and New York. But bigger than that, through the work that I do as a podcaster and a journalist, I've had this chance to really explore and integrate into some really amazing environments. So when I think about sports tourism, I immediately think back to last year's Olympics in Paris. What a special time to be on the ground in France and really take in this vibrant culture, surrounded and drenched in this community atmosphere that I adore. And that is what people really look to and look for within sports tourism, right? They want to indulge in a hobby or something that they really enjoy, and they want this opportunity to really become immersed in these new cities. So it's no wonder why this is something that's really, really taking off right now. And it's not just the consumer that's really excited about this. It's also, whether it be travel agents, hotel properties, all of these destination cities, they really are catering and creating experiences that make this sports tourism as good as it can be.
Yeah, and I love that you brought up the Olympics, because I was going to ask you kind of about your time there. I know you mentioned that was probably one of your most favorite experiences, as, like you said, kind of being a journalist on the ground, experiencing that vibrant culture. So I'm excited to dive back into kind of your favorite experiences and also something you're looking forward to going to this year or in years to come when it comes to sports events. But we'll have to get into that after this commercial break. Emily, just excited to dive more into your story. Stay right there. Again, this is BTS. We have more coming back.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their
their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
To the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Sitting down with Emily Abadi, a professional in her path when it comes to marathons, travel, health and wellness, all the things. Emily, I want to start right back where we left off and talking about your favorite travel experiences when you've been working. You mentioned the Olympics, but I'm curious, is there one, I guess, bucket list event, if you will, that you're really interested in going to or that you are going to in the near future?
Of course, yes. So I've had the opportunity now to be on the ground for not only the Olympics, but a myriad of other really amazing, amazing events within sport. But one of those is the World Championships for Track and Field. I was on the ground in Budapest as well as in Eugene, Oregon, and I will be returning to the World Championships of Track and Field this September. They are going to be in Tokyo, which I visited for the first time last year for that marathon, except this time I don't have to run it all. So for me, it will be fun to be on the ground there doing some podcasting, some reporting, and really taking in all of the awesomeness that is the world's top track and field athletes. One of my favorites, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, is going to be running her final race at the World Championships, one of Jamaica's most decorated athletes of all time, and also the subject of a recent cover story. I had the opportunity to write for Marie Claire. So I'm really looking forward not only to being there for that major race for such an icon, but also to see the top athletes that the U.S. has to offer.
Yeah, talk about witnessing greatness and sort of a historic moment when it comes to those final races in such a decorated, like you mentioned, decorated athlete career. But I want to dive into your podcast. We haven't talked about this yet. And I think what you've created, the space you've created, is something so unique and so different from the podcast that we see today. So I want to just start by asking you simply, what inspired you to start Hurdle? And did you ever imagine it kind of becoming what it is today?
Yeah, so for me, I am a career journalist. Like I said, I went to UConn and graduated with degrees in journalism and political science. And while I was garnering this education, I was going through my own individual health transformation and health journey. I really got on this path where I realized the importance of taking care of myself, putting my own oxygen mask on first so that I can not only show up for myself, but also for the people around me. And in that process, I really started to ask myself, what could a career as a health and fitness journalist look like? Well, that career led me to a company called Rodale, which at one point owned titles that you know today to be Men's Health, Women's Health, Runner's World, Prevention, etc. But then that took me to Self Magazine, where, as you said at the top of this, I was the fitness editor there. Self, unfortunately, shuttered back in 2016, and I spent a year freelancing and writing for a myriad of outlets, ranging from GQ to Elle and Marie Claire. And then a year into that journey, I said to myself, how can I mix this up? How can I own something again and really try something new? And that is where podcasting came into the mix. I came up with this idea for Hurdle on my couch, eating ramen noodles with a girlfriend one night, talking about something completely unrelated, saying, I just so badly want to get over this hurdle. And when the word hurdle came out of my mouth, I knew that that was what it was meant to be. That was going to be the name of my podcast. I was going to speak to everyone from elite athletes to industry experts and CEOs about their highest highs, their toughest moments, and their tips to live a healthier, happier, more motivated life. And it's been a really rewarding and beautiful journey, not only to learn so much about podcasting and the podcast industry, but how fortunate am I every week to have this chance to sit down with some of the greatest to ever do it, influential not only in their arena, but in our society today. And that, to me, is a true privilege. And I can say that without a doubt, I have figured out how to design not only my dream career, but really my dream life.
Yeah, and you know, I honestly love hearing the stories behind these big moments that really craft the ideas when it comes to yourself making this podcast. I mean, like you said, sitting on your couch eating ramen noodles and boom, Hurdle became a reality. And that is something I truly love. And I think another thing what your podcast does that's so different is you do get to talk to the greatest of greats, but not only about why they're so great, really dare I say, behind the scenes moments that kind of made them who they are. And I mean, you've had a plethora of episodes and a plethora of guests. I'm curious though, which one has not only your favorite, but which guest has changed you the most in terms of your mindset and maybe something that you learned?
Well, I would be lying if I told you that it's easy to pick favorites. Asking me to pick favorites is like asking me to pick a favorite child. I feel so connected and privileged again to have so many of these great conversations. But I would say that one of my all-time favorite guests and now a close friend of mine is Joan Benoit Samuelson. Joni ran the Olympic marathon, the first ever Olympic marathon back in 1984, and she was the winner of that marathon for USA. She is such a light now. She herself at age 67 still running marathons. I mean, I ran into her in the lobby at Tokyo last year. I get the opportunity to see her multiple times a year. She's not only a legend within the sport, but such a great soul and such a big cheerleader for me. So I would say that sitting down with her as someone that's not only a fan of running as a sport, but just really behind and rallying behind women's sports as well. You know, it's a really fantastic episode to highlight for sure.
What's next for Hurdle? Where do you see, I mean, obviously, like I said, you've had a ton of episodes. Where do you see you kind of continuing to put one foot in front of the other and elevate the podcast you have?
A great question, Giovanna. Right now, I'm really dialed in on the wellness of women in sport. To your point before, it's not just talking about the highest highs, but it is also talking about the toughest moments and letting her, the hurdler, my listener, know that she's not alone in what she's going through. And so bringing these people that you may see one way on your Instagram feed into this new light, it truly is something that is a privilege for me. And so I see more conversations, more getting into the real, more highlighting some of our favorite athletes, more video in my future. And then, like I said, I'm super excited to be on the ground at the World Championships in Tokyo to have some of these really impactful and special conversations.
Yeah, and what you said right there is, you know, empowering women. That's kind of the theme. I feel like you really embody and you really project when it not only comes to Hurdle, but your overall persona. And I think that's something that's beautiful. And a lot of women out here, when it comes to the media space, need to, I guess, copy when it comes to just empowering and talking about how to live healthier lives and things like that. What's one overlooked wellness truth that you wish every woman knew?
Wow. I mean, just to pick one. Well, first of all, I do want to say thank you. And I also want to say that, you know, the life, the community that you desire is yours to build. And I truly believe that, right? So I take this opportunity very seriously to not only create this content, but to have a voice and to be a thought leader in this space. Now, when I think about perhaps the wellness truth that we must lean into, it's that all movement is good movement, right? So oftentimes you feel like you're supposed to be doing something. You're supposed to be working out for an hour a day. You're supposed to enjoy running. You're supposed to enjoy weightlifting. That's not true. What is true is that any movement that brings you joy is a movement that you're more likely to stick with. And I do want to premise this advice by highlighting that I am, in addition to being a podcast host, also have a myriad of certifications that make me qualified to offer advice in this arena, being both a certified trainer, a certified front coach, as well as a certified professional coach, which you can liken to a life coach. And so I say this, that all movement is good movement, because you are more likely to stick with a movement that you enjoy. And for me, that is of the utmost importance. Not only do I want you to enjoy what it is that you're doing, but I want you to find consistency. I will say this all day. Imperfect regular movement is better than sporadic movement that you would deem to be quote unquote perfect. So do the best you can with what you have, and know that you do not need to spend hours at a time doing something. I have a dear friend, his name is Joe Holder, and he often highlights the benefits of what he calls to be exercise snacks, snippets of movement throughout your day that ultimately add up to a very considerable amount. So be easy on yourself, find something that you enjoy, and trust me, you'll be likely to not only commit to that with some sort of regularity, but then you'll feel better in your own body.
I love that. All movement is good movement. Well, Emily, before we wrap up, I want to give you the space really quickly to kind of share how we can listen to Hurdle, how we can listen to you before we close out.
Of course. So you can listen to Hurdle wherever you get your podcast. It comes out twice a week on Mondays and Fridays. It's over also on social media at Hurdle Podcast. You can keep up with me over there at Emily Abadi. That's Emily, EmilyABBATE.
Awesome. Well, Emily, thank you so much for joining our Behind the Sports family over here. We really appreciate you sharing your insights to our audience and you being on.
You got it, Giovanna. Thanks so much for having me. And if you're listening to this, congrats. Now you're a hurdler too.
There you go. You're a hurdler too. Conversation with Emily Abadi. Stay tuned. We're talking some college football with a special college football analyst up next on BTS.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came packed to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. Right now. America. Premium vodka.
Celebrate responsibly.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to the Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Before we kicked off this episode, I was mainly talking about NFL preseason, almost here, July 31st. But more than that, college football season is around this corner. I was just looking over the schedule, and I have the perfect guest to talk about everything about college football coming up right now. I want to welcome in Bledge the Savage. Bledge, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You know, Bledge, you're a little bit of, you know, a really special person when it comes to college and the college football analyst. You know, you do a lot of things with Sports Yard TV, and, you know, you're kind of the guy to go to when when it comes to college. I actually had a conversation with Bledge last week about, like, hey, what's going on? I mean, you know, and you said, you know, it's been a little quiet, but there's some major topics that we're going to dive into that kind of are going to be interesting to watch unfold this season. Let's start right here. I've been really excited for this one certain quarterback when it comes to Texas football, but Arch Manning possibly leading Texas to a championship. You know, in my opinion, Ewers got them there. I think Manning is more than capable of getting them there. But, you know, it comes with experience. It comes with, you know, the level of stress that the game is. You know, Ewers was injured for a lot of that season, too. But I want to get your thoughts on that whole situation. Can Arch Manning lead Texas to a championship?
Yeah, and one thing that you did say, which was super duper important, is experience, right? And I think that's one of the things where Arch Manning doesn't really have. So I think Arch Manning can potentially take them to a championship, but, you know, we still have a small sample size on what he can do, right? And then on top of that, you know, Texas has one of the hardest schedules in the SEC this year, right? I think they have the fourth toughest schedule. And they start the season with Ohio State, right? Now, I know Ohio State is not the same Ohio State of last year, but, you know, Ohio State is still a problem at the end of the day, right? So let's see what Arch Manning can do. I know last year he played a handful of games, approximately three. Two of the games were great. You know, the first one against UTSA where he threw for four touchdowns. And then Mississippi State, which was also good, right? Even though Mississippi State had one of the batter defenses in the league. But one key game that you know, sticks out to me is the game against ULM, right, where he threw two touchdowns, but he also threw two picks, right, throwing with a completion percentage of 51%, right? So I want to see what he does, especially with Ohio State, and I think that will set the tone for the season.
Yeah, for sure. Talk about a gauntlet of a schedule. And, like, you start off with Ohio State right smack dab opening, not necessarily opening weekend, but, you know, opening the season, you have a rematch of, you know, the championship game. So, and now you have a new quarterback. But I think what's interesting, I think the question you have to ask yourself is Arch Manning and all this potential physically, talent-wise, and ability-wise better at quarterback than Quinn Ewers? And I think if you can answer that question either way, then you will find out, can Arch Manning lead Texas to a championship? In my opinion, I do think potentially-wise, Arch can be a better quarterback than Quinn. I mean, Ewers struggled a little bit. And, you know, Ewers threw some picks in a lot of important moments. Obviously, kind of the defining moment in that championship game last year was kind of getting that, I guess, strip sack, if you will. But I don't know. We shall see. Who do you think is a better quarterback?
No, I definitely agree with you. I think Arch Manning has more talent. I think he has the higher ceiling, and it does help that he does have you know, the Manning brand or the name, and he can always, you know, go to Peyton or Eli for advice, right? So I think Manning has a higher ceiling, and I think he is the better quarterback.
Would he have such a high ceiling if he wasn't a Manning?
No, I think he definitely has a higher ceiling than yours for sure.
But if he didn't have that last name, do you think the expectations or the potential would be the same for him?
I think it would, right? Because even in high school, like he had a great high school season. So I think the Manning name added to him, but I think he still had the talent in high school, and we want to see if it translates to Texas this season.
I would agree with that 100%. Let's switch gears and talk about a little bit of a controversial topic, the SEC versus the Big Ten. And this is something that we kind of hashed out earlier last week. What conference are you pulling for this year?
To be honest, I think that the Big Ten had their run with the last two champions, but I think this is the year that it ends. I think the champion this year will most likely come out of the SEC. I think the SEC had a stranglehold on college football for a while now. And it's good to see other conferences, you know, jumping in and going in to win a few championships. But I think the SEC still reigns supreme, especially when it comes to the battle between SEC and Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, you add Texas, you have Oklahoma in there now. It's interesting because there's arguments on both sides of being top heavy. Which conference do you think is more top heavy?
To be honest, I think the Big Ten is super duper top heavy, right? Because we have we have Penn State, right? Oregon, Ohio State, and then Michigan. Besides those four, who else are we really afraid of? Right, I know Illinois had a good season last year, but are we truly afraid of Illinois? Indiana had a good season last year, but I think they're going to regress this year. I don't know if they're going to win as many games, and they have a super easy schedule. Right, I think the Big Ten is super duper top heavy compared to the SEC, where you got to go through obviously Georgia. Now you have Oklahoma, Texas. Texas A&M was kind of good last year. Florida is going to be a lot better. Right, Missouri they won 9 games last year, so I think the SEC has way more teams that can make some noise, right? So Big Ten is definitely more top heavy.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Because when we talk about the Big Ten, you think about these teams, like you mentioned, Illinois, Indiana, even Iowa. A lot of those teams are kind of, when you think about them, they're like, oh, they could pop off, but I don't really know. They're almost like sleeper teams that, like, if you sleep on them and they do something crazy, then you're like, oh, wow, they surprised me. But you're not shocked if they're not, you know, high in the rankings, they don't pull off amazing wins against some of the better SEC teams when it comes to those things. What do you think between the Big Ten and the SEC, what are maybe two teams that you think we could possibly see from both conferences in the 12-team playoff?
Yeah, so the two teams I think that will come out of the Big Ten, Penn State for sure. Drew Aller has been getting better every season that he's played, and he's definitely back. And they still have the two-headed monster and Katron Allen and Nick Singleton, right? So they added some new receivers, so Penn State will definitely be a problem. And then my second team coming out is Michigan. I think Michigan is going to be a super-duper sleeper. Last year, they won 6 or 7 games at least. They won at least 6 or 7 games. They made it to a bowl game last year, and they had no quarterback. Right. So it's kind of hard to win games when you're one dimensional and they still were able to pull out wins, and they won against Ohio State. Right. So now they have a 5-star quarterback this year. Hopefully he can make some noise. I think Michigan is definitely going to come out of the Big Ten and potentially make the college football playoffs. From the SEC, there's a lot of teams. I know Texas for sure. Even though they have a hard schedule, they still have all the talent. They have one of the best defenses in the country. But the second team that will come out of the SEC, I don't know, it's a toss-up, right? I think Georgia may still be good. Alabama is going to be different. But my super sleeper is Oklahoma, right? Oklahoma added a quarterback, John Mateer, that played at Washington State last year. He did great things over there. Jackson Arnold was good at Oklahoma, but he was mistake-prone a lot. I think John Mateer is more seasoned, more mature. I don't think he'll make the same mistakes that Jackson Arnold did. and the defense is still there for Oklahoma, right? So Oklahoma would definitely make some noise this year as well. So my four teams is Oklahoma, Penn State, Michigan, and I think I said Texas.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you mentioned Oklahoma because that Red River rivalry this year, I am definitely looking forward to when it comes to Texas and Oklahoma. And I think that's going to tell us a lot, you know, about kind of what everything we mentioned so far. Texas archmaging the amazing defense, and then Oklahoma kind of adding some weapons for themselves. So that game alone is going to be something special to watch. And, you know, last year I wasn't excited about that game, but this year I think it's going to be electric. Well, before we wrap up things, I want to end our college football segment on a very interesting topic around the league right now. Obviously, Bill Belichick, one of the greats, coaching at UNC. But when it comes to Belichick, people aren't really talking about him. They're talking about his 20-year-old girlfriend. Give me your thoughts on the whole situation.
Yeah, so this is interesting, right, because I am a Patriots fan, so I love Belichick, right? Belichick is definitely my guy, one of my favorite coaches. It's actually shocking to me because, you know, in New England, Belichick was a no-nonsense, no-noise kind of coach, right? You didn't hear too much from Belichick. Belichick didn't say too much, and he stayed out of the media. So it's super duper surprising that, you know, he's made so many different headlines for stuff that is not football. I mean, I love his relationship for him, and if that makes him happy, like, we definitely love it. But I'm kind of surprised, and it's kind of shocking because we're not really talking about Belichick and football. We need to talk about football with Belichick, right? I want to see what he does with North Carolina and in college, and let's see if he has the same success or if he can move the success that he had from the NFL into college and make North Carolina one of the powerhouses, kind of sort of like how Deion is doing in Colorado.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I feel like you hit the nail on the head because, like you said, Belichick wasn't really this media guy. He wasn't really, you didn't hear a lot of things about his personal life in his time in the professional league at the NFL. But now, all of a sudden, he's doing interviews with his girlfriend right there. And, you know, it's kind of distracting from the whole point of Belichick coaching freaking college football, which is amazing. But, you know, and I will kind of play devil's advocate, the media does twist a lot of things. And, you know, obviously they want to make a story, they want to make a headline. So I will give them a little grace when it comes to that. But 20-year-old girlfriend Belichick, come on, come on. What are your expectations for him when it comes to coaching this team this year?
Honestly, my expectations aren't too high. I think that North Carolina, their schedule is it's on the easier side, right? So I do expect them to win at least six games and make it to a bowl game. But in terms of competing for a championship, I don't think that they're ready yet. I think there's still another year or two of recruiting that Belichick needs to do to really be one of those powerhouse teams. But I do see them making a bowl game this year, winning about six, seven, maybe eight games. If they got the quarterback situation locked up.
Yeah, I would agree. Lots of optimism when it comes to Belichick surrounding his coaching. Well, thank you, Bledge, so much for joining us. Before we go, really, really quickly, who are your two early predictions to win the championship this year?
Yeah, my early predictions is I love Penn State, but I think who's really going to get it? Clemson. I'm super duper high on Clemson.
With all wow. Clemson out of the ACC. Okay, okay. You know, SMU might give them a run for their money this year. Pony up, go Mustangs, my alma mater. Excited to see kind of hopefully a rematch, but we'll see. Again, thank you, Bledge, for joining us. I appreciate your insights and your time.
Thanks for having me.
All right, stay tuned. After this, we wrap up BTS episode 17 on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
We'll be right back. This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
What an episode of BTS, from talking to Emily Abadi to talking to Bledge about college football. And speaking of college football, I want to kind of end on this note. CFB Alerts on Instagram kind of released the top 25 CFB programs since 2000. Now, mind you, give some context, I was born in 2001. So this is kind of interesting for me to look at. So at number one, you have Alabama, followed by Ohio State. At number three, OU, four, Georgia, and LSU rounding out the top five. Obviously, some of the big teams we mentioned, Texas is at number nine on this list. Clemson is at number six. So I think that's interesting, giving some context. At number 25, you have Michigan, the Spartans. So it's going to be interesting. I think, you know, since 2000, obviously the top five, I think that's a respectable top five. But when you look at the recent things, especially when you dive into the conversation between the Big Ten and the SEC, a lot of those teams have shifted. And you know, a lot of those teams, there's some leeway in that list, I feel like. Well, that's going to do it for us today on BTS. Truly, what a ride. Huge thanks again to all of our guests for pulling back the curtain and sharing those stories you definitely will not find in a box score. Be sure to tune in next week for yet another exciting episode with even more incredible guests and insights from the world of sports. And don't forget, go on Instagram right now, type in at Behind the Sports Show, follow. I do videos almost daily about the most controversial things in the sports world, so make sure you do that. And don't forget to subscribe on our YouTube. We'll be right back here, same time, same place, next Wednesday for yet another exciting episode. A big thank you again to Emily and Bludge for joining us today. I'm Giovanna Scroggins. This has been Behind the Sport on Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Keep supporting, keep celebrating, and keep being curious about what happens behind the sport.